Hey everybody, this is Eric.
And this is Quinn.
And this is Pete.
And you're listening to
Talkie Talk. And hello everybody, welcome to episode 41 of your favorite podcast, Talkie Talk.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hey,
glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here too, Eric.
I'm glad you're both here too.
Yeah.
We were just talking right before we pressed the record button that leap year is every 4 years, as everyone knows. So if you're born on a leap year, you age a quarter as fast as everybody else.
Lame.
But then if you're a dog, you age seven times as fast as the normal person. So a dog, if I'm doing my math right, a dog ages 28 times faster than someone born in a leap year.
Yeah, exactly.
Life's not fair.
It's not fair for dogs, at least.
Yeah, 28 times.
Man, that sucks. It's because I was just looking at my dog today, and I'm just looking at how gray her fur is. Like, all the black on her is just gray now. And
yeah.
It just seems like it doesn't seem like we had her that long.
And how old is she?
She's like 70.
70.
in dog years. Like, I don't know. We got her in 2015? No, 12.
And have you had the conversation with your dog? Does she want to be buried or cremated when she goes?
She says she wants to be, it's expensive. She wants to be set off into space.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
But you love your dog, so you're going to accommodate that.
We got to.
Yeah.
We're going to rent the space shuttle and all that stuff.
Eric, we talked about you dying in a car accident last week.
Did we?
We did. We said if you died that we would still do the podcast.
Yeah.
But we just wouldn't joke about it for at least a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you die, and hopefully it's a long, at least 5 years from now, would you want to be...
That sounds bland.
Would you want to be buried or cremated?
I don't like the idea of ashes of me going around.
Okay, so you're going back to the earth.
Yeah.
That's actually an interesting question. I think my answer for that, what I want to do is I want to be put into a tree. Have you ever heard of that procedure?
Like whole?
Yeah, my whole body. I want my whole body. Like they got this thing with this procedure you can do in California where they put your body in this. They take this tree and they got this sack at the bottom where all the roots are.
Oh, I've heard of this.
And they put your body in there and bury it. And as the tree grows, your body kind of gives nutrients to the tree. So technically, you're in that tree. You're part of that tree. That's what I would like to do.
And then somebody cuts the tree down.
Yeah. Then
it'll happen eventually.
That'd be the tree that gets hit by lightning.
Yeah. I mean, that would suck. Y'all, you guys
and it splits
really...
open and there's your body. Some kid in the park finds it.
Mommy!
You guys just pooped.
I found a skeleton.
Quickly pooped on my tree.
That's like every opener to CSI.
Right.
Some kid in the park finds a dead body.
And then the guy, before he puts on his glasses... guess he was in the tree. Yeah.
Guess this guy picked the wrong tree.
I love it.
All right, so you want to go into a tree.
I want to be put into a tree, buried with the, you know, preferably like in a
tree.
In a like a somewhere that they don't chop trees down commonly.
Right, a protected area.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd allow a dead body to go there, but
no, this is a thing they do. This is a thing
well,
they
I'm
do.
I'm talking about in a protected wildlife area.
Oh, right.
Where they barely allow you to dig.
Why would they have a problem putting a tree, though?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, a body. They would have to dig up to put your body with the roots of
you
a
probably
tree.
Plant it under a new tree, right?
Yeah, the tree comes... like, it's a tree, and then it's like a big bulb under it. You can't see the body. It's just like... a bulb of dirt and roots and stuff, and then it goes down with
they
it.
They probably chop you up just to fit you into the bag a little better.
I doubt you're just like in there in the fetal position or something. Yeah, probably not.
I think I eat entirely way too many Doritos and drink too much Mountain Dew. I'm pretty sure my body would be toxic to any sort of tree or plant life.
Yeah, I guess so. I probably should.
Start living right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you do, Pete? Would you do the ashes?
I think I'd prefer to be cremated.
Okay.
Yeah. I want somebody to be able to carry me around. I want to be a burden to people. Like,
yeah, see,
when my kids move, I want them to have to, like, find out, remember where I was, which closet they put me in, and like take me to the new house.
Oh my god! Like you thought about
see,
this.
See, that's exactly why I didn't want to say that. Is because like I don't. It feels uncomfortable to me.
I want
around a dead body somewhere.
I want my urn to have etched into it a Pete May, a burden in life and a burden in death.
Oh my goodness.
I always wonder about those being cremated because if you drop that, that's just your body everywhere.
And
like
you know,
people breathing it in.
Yeah, you know you're not getting all of it. You're not getting all of it back in the urn. You
right?
might get like 98% of it.
Yes.
But some of it got in, like in between the cracks in the hardwood, stuck in the broom that you, swept it up in.
I know, man. See, that's I don't know.
You got to be in a shatterproof case.
Why don't they make those shatterproof? It seems like those should come shatterproof.
I think OtterBox is missing a huge opportunity.
Right.
OtterBox urns.
OtterBox urns.
It's an OtterBox urn. You're good.
It's tested from 30 feet.
It should be a box, though, right? Instead of a typical urn.
Yeah, I mean, that's something they can look into. Maybe they make it the shape of a urn.
I think they do. OtterBox would test it on like John Doe's that go in the hospital and die. And they're like, they donate those to OtterBox and then they drop test them from like 30 feet and it shatters and the ashes go everywhere. They're like, okay, it's not guaranteed from 30 feet. Let's take it down to 25 for the next one.
And they're using bodies
yeah.
for every drop test. Yeah, that'd be
they didn't need to. They could have used any kind of ashes, but you know.
But you can't simulate
realistic.
The exact weight of
yeah.
a dead body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you think that it would, I think it would, you know, like when you burn charcoal,
yeah.
kind of what's left over is probably what your body would be like.
Right.
Once it's
just
cremated.
Really nothing because it's really, it's like people have it on a, like a paper. Like it's, I mean, a pretty big paper, but that, your whole body is on in that one little section.
Yeah.
So it's really nothing left after you get burned up.
Man, that's a pretty dark subject, you guys. Let's
glad that was our first.
Let's switch it up a little bit. There's a news article that I came across this week, and it says a research vessel found SpongeBob lookalikes a mile under the ocean surface.
Oh,
what?
And I'm going to show you a photo here, and I know the audience can't see it, but Quentin or Eric, if you could just describe here what you're looking at. This is what they found under the sea.
I'm literal. I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
It's a
right
sponge.
Now.
Is that the yellow thing right there?
Yep. And then what's right next to him
is
on the reef?
It's a starfish.
It's a little pink
what?
Starfish.
What? Is that accurate? Is
they
that real?
We'll put a photo of this up on our Twitter account so you can go check it out.
Is that really accurate? That's for real?
They
yeah,
really found it.
It's a sponge with a bright pink starfish right
they
next
found
to it.
SpongeBob and Patrick.
So let's read just the first bit of the article. It says an ocean expedition exploring more than a mile under the surface of the Atlantic Ocean captured a startlingly Jeez. Silly sight this week. A sponge that looked very much like SpongeBob SquarePants. And right next to it, a pink sea star, a doppelganger for Patrick, SpongeBob's dim-witted best friend and alleged lover.
Did it
Whoa,
say
no, I don't think it said that.
I think those last those
I
last
think that was improvised
two.
There.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
So it may be SpongeBob's based on a real-life character.
Well, if you have heard anything, the creator said that Bikini Bottom is based off of
I heard
a place called Bikini Atoll, which is where U.S. tested nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
What if this is
the whole theory? Is like SpongeBob and all of the sea creatures
they're
are just
projects
mutants.
Of mutants.
They're
right.
they're results of radiation. Under
right.
Yeah.
What if this is like Toy Story, where when there's humans around,
they just act still.
They just go back to looking like sea life, and then when the humans disappear, SpongeBob and Patrick come to life.
You know what? That's a world I'd like to live in.
That's believable.
I like to do it. I would like to. Think of it if Toy Story was real, you know? What if that is real? What if when you walk away, that little whatever that is right there, I'm not sure what it is, came to life.
You're Woody.
You say what?
You're Woody would stand right up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Woody and Buzz.
And Buzz, yep. Bo Peep, Rex, all those guys. If you guys could
what?
Make one fish...
I'm not.
We'll explain it to you later, Eric.
I know. I get it. It's just my head hurts.
If you guys could take one cartoon and know that it's real and actually put yourself into that reality.
Okay.
To live for like a day or a week.
Okay.
What are you going with?
Mm. I already have my answer.
I think I know Eric's. He's wearing a Naruto.
No, it's not going to be Naruto. I don't want to die.
What? Okay. You don't have to die in it.
Eric already knows. So
everyone dies.
Oh, it sounds like the... Jeez. Yeah. Sounds like the Departed.
Any of the good characters die, so you're either a bad character or you're going to die.
I want to be in... do I get to be a character in it? Like, do I get to have, like...
You get to be you, but you're in the... In their universe, surrounded by these characters.
Oh, okay.
I've already got my answer.
All right, what is it?
Avatar: Last Airbender, 100%.
The Last Airbender.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, are you giving yourself powers, or are you just going to be there to observe?
Doesn't matter, because even the powerless characters, one of the main characters is really strong, even though he doesn't have powers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be invincible. That's what I would be in, that new show on Prime.
I don't think I'd want to be in that. Especially not with powers.
Yeah, I want powers. I want powers. I would have to have powers because everybody dies in that.
Yeah, so. Whether you have powers or not.
I want some action. It's just a day, right? He said a day.
Yeah.
So and it took one episode, Quentin.
Let's just say you're guaranteed to make it out alive.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're...
We already started on kind of a dark note. So we gotta kind of...
It just keeps getting darker. Yeah. It's going to be so dark by the end of this episode.
That's funny. All right, so SpongeBob is alive and well, turns out, in the Atlantic Ocean.
Good to hear.
You said a mile down?
A mile down.
Jeez, so deep.
5,280 mm-hmm. feet or more.
That's how deep that a mile is?
Yeah.
Man.
Or more. Or 1.6 kilometers.
Those kind of depths scare me because you can't even see anything that far down. Like, it's just darkness down there.
And the pressure is so intense. Right. The water pressure at that depth. You have to be very careful when you come back up, too, because you can get the bends.
Yeah, I saw a movie on that. It was a movie where they went down to the ocean floor and they got stuck. Their cage got stuck.
Oh, geez.
But they couldn't raise it up too high because they get it's bends. That's what it's called.
Was the movie called Bends?
No. It was called Something Feet Down. Whatever.
40 feet down.
Is that what it was?
40 feet. That's nothing.
No, that's nothing.
It was called 5,280 feet.
Some or super more down. Precise.
420 feet down.
Yeah, but that's... I didn't know that existed.
420, nice. They just went down there and ate edibles.
420 down.
They didn't get bends.
It was Cheech and Chong went scuba diving.
Hey, man. What are these Harold and Kumar.
It's the old underwater 420. Down. All right, so we got to pick it up a little bit. So I'm going to give you guys a cheery headline.
Okay.
Texas teens find dead man's body.
Yay! The darkest episode.
It gets better. Steal his jewelry and post it all on Snapchat, according to the police.
Oh no! You said cheery teens.
No, they're from Texas. Texas teens find dead man's body, steal his jewelry, and post it all on Snapchat.
Congratulations, Texas, on being the worst state.
Yeah, no, they were.
Like Florida Texas. Still has.
Yeah, they might.
Florida's interesting. Texas is disturbing.
They found the dead man, took his jewelry, put it on Snapchat. Look at what we found. I'm sure they're going to jail or something. Some kind of.
I don't know if it's illegal to find a dead body.
Depends on if it was a legal grave.
Well, like, did they
if
dig
not,
it out?
If then no,
I think
not
they just
grave
came,
robbing.
Yeah, I think they just came across the body. Now,
I mean, that's kind of just morally bad, I guess.
It's morally bankrupt, yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's not legally bad.
Is it illegal to rob a person who's dead? Because they can't press charges.
Well, that's why I was saying if it's a legal grave, then it would be grave robbing. That's illegal.
All right, so here's an ethics test we'll start with Eric.
Okay.
You come across a dead body, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's kind of gross, but just go with me for a second. Mm-hmm. And it's a very clearly an old wealthy man, probably just died of old age on the sidewalk, and he's got a poodle that's like yapping and pulling at the guy's arm. At this point, his arm's almost completely ripped off.
Oh, man.
Because the poodle's just been pulling and pulling. Anyways, that's sort of beside the point. You look.
I'm glad you went to a lighter subject.
He's wearing a really tailored suit, designer suit, and you notice hanging out of the breast pocket is a wad of cash.
Ooh.
And let's just say it's got a band on the cash that says $50,000.
Okay.
There's no one around.
Okay.
What do you do?
Okay, honestly.
I'm going to be honest.
Honestly, though, for this whole thing, I'm like, there's no way I'd even go near that. It's a dead body. That's disgusting.
All right.
Well, no, you didn't. I mean, you came around a corner and you practically tripped over it. So you're already there.
Okay.
And I know, I'm saying, yeah. I wouldn't want to touch it or anything, but then you said $50,000.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm taking it. Absolutely.
You guys are taking the money and running.
I think I'm going to take it. I mean, I feel bad saying that, but hey, that's $50,000. I'm sure.
I'm going to let that dog free as well. I feel horrible.
Oh, don't worry. While you were contemplating, the dog did finally rip the arm off.
He's dragging it down the sidewalk. How did this man die? Why was he walking a dog in an expensive suit?
How long ago did he die?
Long enough for the dog to break free.
Oh my goodness. But he died
peacefully. Just old age got to him while he was walking. Okay. He just kind of keeled over. He was fine. Don't worry about him.
I don't talk about where I got the money though. Yeah. After I got the money, I will actually refuse. I will say I won the lottery before I tell the truth on that one.
Now let me tell you guys the backstory on this. now that you've taken the money,
make us look like evil villains.
We're evil now.
As soon as he laid it out, oh no, nothing to worry about. He's all right. I'll take it. I could
fix my feet with that. Okay, I gotta have surgery.
Okay, so now that you've taken the money, here's the backstory on this guy. He's actually a homeless man who was part of a project within the community because he was dying. And so it was sort of like Make-A-Wish for homeless people. So they gave him one very special day where they cleaned him up. They gave him a designer suit. They took him to the pound and they got him a dog. And he was on his way to visit his daughter who's got cancer. And this money was going to pay for her cancer treatment. But he happened to die in the process. And yeah. So anyways, congratulations, you guys.
Wow. I knew that was coming.
Wow. As soon as he said the backstory, I was like, oh, we're gonna look like
horrible people.
You guys are monsters.
Terrible people.
Meanwhile, his daughter's just like waiting for dad to show up with the money.
I don't know. So, I can't give it back at that time.
Yeah. Like, so anyway, she dies. She dies because she didn't get the cancer treatment.
Jeez. Glad you brought this to a lighter note.
But it took months. I mean, it was months of painful agony for her. So anyways, congratulations.
But I'm living my life though, right? Nothing happens to my life, right?
I don't actually know about this. Yeah. You're just telling me hypothetically.
You read about it in the news after you...
You do find out about it.
After you've spent the money.
I will never sleep again. Don't worry.
Out of curiosity, what did you guys spend the money on that was so much better than cancer treatment? Video games.
I bought a TV.
I bought a car.
Nice. Well, at least at least I think your investment's not bad because you.
I also used the money to fix my feet because surgery is expensive.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely way more important than cancer treatment.
I'm not saying it's more important. I just also have. So I'm not saying it's more important.
He's over here defending it. Like, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that.
Your feet are pretty messed up, though. So, you're going to need that at some point.
Well, you got cool shoes, man.
He does. He's got black shoes.
Thanks for the compliment.
Notice I'm not picking on Eric today. You are.
Oh, me?
Yeah. You bully. You guys got any new stories from this week? You want me to keep going?
I got a new story.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson, she's suing Disney.
I saw that.
What?
She's suing Disney for releasing her movie, releasing Black Widow to on Disney Plus. She was put in her contract that she was exclusively supposed to be a in theaters movie, and she felt like that took away from her revenue.
Right, because the box office money would have been huge.
Yeah. It would have been a lot more if it wasn't released on...
Watch that on Disney Plus? It's a Marvel movie. You don't want to cheapen out on your experience.
I'm sure there's a ton of people that was like, okay, I'd rather stay at home and watch it on my 70-inch screen TV.
And it costs like $30 to watch it on Disney Plus, right?
It does.
It's not cheap.
So that's what I'm saying.
But she's claiming that it would have made far more in the box office. Mm-hmm. And so she got paid a percentage of the box office take, and they kind of tanked the box office on purpose, she's saying.
Yeah, so she's suing Disney. But I mean, my whole thing to the whole to that is, honestly, I'm for it because I'm a proud owner of AMC. I have AMC stock, so I'm kind of rooting for the theaters.
You're a shareholder.
It's a shareholder.
You That's are sure to trying to root for the theaters.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the theaters all the way. So I kind of agree that they should have just released it in theaters, but. You know, that's a big multi-mongrel business.
So. HBO Max has done something to you. And your stock market is going to be useless. HBO Max is doing the same-day release stuff, and it's free.
Yeah, but that's not an experience. You're not going...
It's not an experience. You're sitting at home. But I would have never paid money to go see that new Space Jam movie. I wouldn't have done it. Yeah, I would have just never seen it. Like at all.
But they're still gonna make. They can still make revenue off of movies like that.
I don't know what to say to a burp. Excuse you, burp. Hello.
I was just trying to get into the conversation here.
I don't know. They should not release Marvel movies on Disney Plus because those are an experience. You like it's a whole thing.
Well, I don't think like. I don't know. Like some movies, like, yeah, but like...
Raya the Last Dragon. It's like, I don't really care about that.
Oh, that was good.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie, I agree. And yeah, I did go see it in theaters, actually. But like, I'm saying, like, you could do that, or you can just go... Like, it's a kids movie. You don't really want kids to go to a theater. You're not gonna do that,
but there are kids and families, and it's a family movie, so...
When you find, I mean, because you do have kids somewhere. We believe you have kids somewhere. When you meet them, you will want to take them to the movie. Here's what I don't understand. This feels like a classically stupid move on Disney's part. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing I've learned in life, and Disney should have also learned this lesson by now, there's one people group you don't want to get angry with you, and that's Black Widows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially
especially if you watch the movie, it explains a lot.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good movie, honestly.
And isn't that cultural appropriation? They always get mad when people play, like, you know, Black Widow. Like, why is a white woman, cisgendered white woman, playing a Black Widow?
And you know what's so funny about that? Is Scarlett Johansson... Put in to play. I don't know how true this is.
Rosa Parks.
Yeah, she wanted to play Rosa Parks.
I remember this. This was on the podcast.
What is her deal? Why is she trying to take black roles in movies?
She says she shouldn't be limited by race. So
that's kind of crazy, though, because how would you make. I mean, Scarlett Johansson's very white. She's like Eric's shade of white.
Yeah, she's up
really
there.
White.
She's pretty pale. So
how
would she actually play Rosa?
I don't know.
Would they put blackface on her?
They can't
do that. Robert Downey Jr. got so much hate for playing an actor. He was acting as an actor who was a bad person who did that kind of stuff.
And that's not like you couldn't
like
do that
today.
Like
he was mocking those kind of people, and people still like tried to cancel him or whatnot.
Yeah, he's just now getting flack for that. But honestly, I liked it.
You can't go back now. Like yeah. That's not fair.
That's because it's Twitter though.
But like
they're stupid people.
It was a joke about people that do blackface. So you can't like
right.
Yeah.
But for her to go back and play an iconic role, yeah. that would be
problematic.
Right. So
especially in today's age.
Right. It'd be like the story of the life and times of Martin Luther King as played by Tom Hanks.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Tom Hanks can do just about anything. I mean, he's a good actor.
Man, he did that role. He's done that role, man.
The story of MLK Jr. and Rosa Parks as told by Tom Hanks and Scarlett Johansson in the most culturally offensive film of our time.
It really would be, though.
Oh, yeah, they would definitely...
I would not watch that.
They wouldn't be smart to take those roles.
A lot of people would go watch it just for irony at that point, though, because there's no way you don't go, well, I wonder, yeah. how bad is it?
Yes, they got another movie coming out, the Serena movie, King, what's his name? The father of Serena and...
Oh, yeah.
I forgot it.
Mr. Williams.
Yeah, Mr. Williams.
Oh, yeah, it's Serena and Venus Williams, and it's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen
playing Serena. Williams sisters.
What?
No, do you know the famous tennis players?
He doesn't.
Okay, never mind then.
Why would you add? You should never start a question with that.
Okay, well, anyway.
They're not Marvel movie characters, so Eric doesn't
know. That's your only limit.
Hey, I've gotten a little bit out of there now.
But Will Smith is playing a dad,
It's Richard Williams.
That's his name? Yeah. Richard Williams?
Yep.
I think they're calling it King Richard. That's the name of it. But oh, yeah, it looks like a very good movie.
Yeah, he's right up there in terms of overbearing sports parents.
Yeah.
Earl Woods, you know, Tiger's dad is the other one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He had Tiger out golfing at the age of like 2.
And he was. Well, it kind of paid off.
Yeah. I mean, Tiger's made some bad life choices, but he's always been a good golfer.
Right.
Nah, I mean, his drive is normally pretty good. Kind of got away from him.
Yeah.
You know, more recently. Right. But anyways.
But that was my news story. I guess we ventured from Scarlett Johansson.
Eric, you got anything for us this week?
No.
We know you put your research team on this one. So
Okay. I don't really have a research team. I do wonder, have you guys... I just showed Quentin a picture of it, but Lay's has made three new flavors of Dorito Cool Ranch, potato chips, Funyuns flavor, and also Cheetos flavor.
Have you tasted all of them?
I haven't tried any of them
yet. Wait, oh, okay. Say that again. These are actual Lay's chips?
These are Lay's potato chips. Okay. You can go buy them in stores. Maybe.
So you got a Cool Ranch form of Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Funyun.
Flavored and Funyun and also Cheeto. I believe the Funyun one is wavy as well.
I'm going to go to Walmart after here and check a couple of those out.
Dollar General.
Have you tried them, Eric?
I haven't tried them yet, and I'm really excited to go and try them.
I'm also excited for you to get laid.
Hilarious.
He said, ha, ha, ha.
It's hard to laugh at a joke like that, so I'm just going to say, ha, hilarious.
That was good. Ever since you brought that up before the podcast started, I've been biding my time, waiting for that moment.
You probably literally have to.
I have.
I didn't even tell anything about the Lay's.
We were talking about it before, and I think that's why.
A little bit, but I wanted to save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
But...
Well, yeah. I hope it happens 3 times. I hope you get
all 3 of them.
Yeah. The Cool Ranch, the Cheetos, and the Funyuns. That's diversity. This podcast is all about diversity, folks.
Yes. I want to go home.
I love it. I love it. Like, yeah. Keep it coming. I want to try those. I'm probably try them today. I won't buy all of them.
Quinn's getting laid later. He's going to go to Walmart and do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have them at Walmart. I wouldn't know. I know they have them at the dollar store down here. That's where I've seen them.
Walmart is quick to have Lay's.
Yeah. They could be dollar store exclusive, though. I've seen them at the Mountain Dew has a dollar store exclusive. So
Does it?
Yeah. The Maui Blast or whatever. It's pineapple.
I believe it. Dollar Generals. We talked about this, right? There's more Dollar Generals in the U.S. than McDonald's.
Yeah.
Wait, have we talked about that? That's crazy.
I think so. So here's the rule of thumb. Dollar General doesn't want you to be any more than 5 miles away from one of their stores.
Yeah, and that's true.
In the U.S. So you could drive through any small town, and now there's a Dollar General there.
Yeah.
And like, they have their stores. It's basically like a cookie cutter, so they can set them up like extremely quick and cheap. And
yeah, I'll be driving, and we'll be in the most boondock area possible, and then there it is,
like Chuck Scraggles country.
Yeah, Chuck Scraggles country.
And there's a Dollar General. There's nothing like maybe a gas station, and there's always a Dollar General now.
Yeah, they're probably making so much money.
They have to be.
That's crazy.
So for them to have an exclusive with Mountain Dew just makes sense, because they're in every backwoods country village.
Yeah, you can't put a Walmart up everywhere. You can't. Yeah.
And they literally just like they throw one person in a dollar. I went to a Dollar General yesterday just to buy a gallon of milk for my parents. We're on the way to their house. They needed milk. And I kid you not, I went and grabbed the milk and I stood in line for 10 minutes because the lady that was running the counter was also helping some guy find something in a box somewhere. And I'm like, hello.
I used to work there. That's the requirement. They only have 2 people in a store. One's up front. Usually at the cash register.
And the other one's out back smoking.
Probably get paid terribly. So.
No, it's not too good of pay. But, I mean, hey, it's Dollar General. You don't really do any hard work.
I went
Yeah.
I went to a separate, it makes it sound like I spend all of my time in Dollar General. I really don't. But I've been in Dollar General twice this week. My other experience was I was in line and the lady in front of me, her kid had to run out to the car because she forgot her wallet there. So you know how long that was going to take.
Oh, man, and then you're lying.
I'm waiting already, waiting. Finally, the cashier says, are you paying with credit or cash? And I said, credit. She said, oh, well, if you want to check out here, which was a self-scan checkout thing, you can do that. So I did. Right after I did that, a second lady opened up another register, checked out the guy behind me. So they both left, and I'm still, like, trying to check myself out.
Oh, man.
So,
my goodness.
I think they
could have had two people checking you out.
Yeah. I mean, this is what it's like to be a white man in America.
Yes. The struggle is real.
Don't tell me my race didn't have anything to do with that.
I believe you.
Yeah. I haven't seen a self-checkout at a Dollar General yet. I've seen one at a gas station, which is weird.
They're going to be everywhere.
You can't buy gas, though, through the self-checkout. So
I would rather self-checkout than deal with another human, though.
Yeah. I mean, it depends agree with it. It depends with me. It depends if I have a lot of stuff where that's I'm not. If I have a lot of stuff, I don't want to scan that all myself. So if it's just like a few things, definitely self-checkout is where it's at.
But I've worked at a gas station and I've had to bag a lot of items. And you know what? I will just use a self-checkout anytime there is one because they don't get paid enough for that. Like, they have to deal with some terrible people.
Yeah, so I mean, it
just hurts so much, even when it's something that's not. It's just not people, even a big really. Deal.
People get there and they don't like. We talk about McDonald's so much, and those people at McDonald's.
Hang on, this segment of Talkie Talk is brought to you by McDonald's.
Maybe have it your way.
Maybe. Probably not. Probably not going to get it your way. Anyways, please go ahead.
Probably going to get your order wrong.
But no, they deal with some crap. Like when I worked there, man, just the amount of people that they hire is either you're going to get a young guy that doesn't care about that job, mm-hmm. or you're going to get a dude that cares too much about that job.
Who thinks he's been working there for 30 years.
Those are the two options you get. And I didn't like either one of them because it's no middle ground. Either the guy could care less, he'll drop the patty on the floor, pick it up, blow it off, and put it back on a grill, or you got the guy that's just like, come on, we can work harder, we can do this.
I'd like to say I was the middle ground. I didn't do anything stupid while I worked at McDonald's.
Yeah, I had the guy that was just, he thought he was the manager. We got hired the same day, but he thought he was the manager. I'm like, oh man, no, this is not working for me.
I've had some guy, I gave him change, and he said, I don't want your change, and he threw it back in the window at me.
Wow. Yeah. And you can't take it back. Once it leaves the window, that's the rule, right? You can't take anything back.
I don't know. It's just like people, like he had no reason to do that. There was nothing about it. If he didn't want the change, he could have just told me, but he threw it back at me.
I'm going to tell you guys real quick my two pet peeves with retail workers. You'll find both of them at McDonald's. The first is the guy who thinks he runs the place.
Yep.
This could be any retail place, though, where you ask him, like, do you have this? And he talks as though it's his store and his inventory. Yep. Yeah, I've got three of those in the back.
Yes.
And it's like, no, you don't have anything. You work for a store that has it, the things in the back. But the guy talks like it's his store.
Yes.
The other person that I can't stand is the drive-thru window worker who, when you say, I paid for a fry and I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
That they give you just enough disbelief or like questioning
that
you.
That they don't believe you.
To make you think like you lied. It's like the fries cost about $1.50.
Right,
half.
I'm
like,
not I lying promise. About
that. That's $1.50 for you to spend them. It takes some pennies to right. make what you get.
And then, or if they give you something and it's wrong.
Yeah.
And then they make you feel like you did that on purpose because it's like, well, here, you can take it back. Like, well, we can't accept it. You just have to take it. You can eat it now if you want. We'll make you something fresh. And it's like, well, now I feel guilty because I feel like I'm getting something I didn't deserve, but you're the ones that gave it to me. I didn't even ask for it.
These scenarios shouldn't exist with this. Like, this is,
I'm not going to be like, If somebody said they paid for a fry, here's your fry. It's nothing. And nobody's going to stop me, and nobody's going to fire me over it. So
shame is something you should not feel in a drive-thru. And I feel it far too often.
Just raise your window.
Here's one more. I'm going to say it's a funny story because it happened to me. But another fast food experience my wife and I had last week. So, Eric, actually a couple of your sisters were over here hanging out with us. Okay. You know, the funny-looking ones. No, they're nice. They're pretty girls. But anyways, so we went through, my wife and I went through the Taco Bell drive-thru. We were bringing food back for all of us to enjoy. Yeah. The thing my wife does that drives me crazy is she won't let me leave the drive-thru window until she's checked the bag. Yeah. And it takes an embarrassingly long amount of time for her to do that.
Oh, no.
In the meantime, I'm just there kind of like, you know, nodding at the person like, yeah, we're just going to be here another few minutes until my wife rifles through the entire two bags you gave us.
Was it Taco Bell, you said?
It was Taco Bell. So what happens, I'm driving, we get the bags, hand them to my wife. I'm like, let's go. She's like, you don't want to do that. She's like, we should check. I'm like, we get what we get. It's fine. It's kind of like a grab bag that way.
Yeah.
So
you could just go and park somewhere, like right nearby.
But then you got to go back.
Then we would just like make out the whole time. So anyways, we get home. We open the bag. We start doling out the food. Everyone's getting their stuff. And then we get to the bottom of the bag and realize the thing I ordered isn't in there.
Oh.
Everybody else got exactly what they ordered except for
my
stuff.
That's hilarious.
So those words, you get what you get, definitely came back to haunt me
that
day.
Yeah, yes, they did.
And that was the universe just flipping me off with the old double bird.
Oh, my goodness.
So anyways, on that note, anything else before we take a break, fellas?
No.
No.
This commercial break is not brought to you by Taco Bell, but it could be. If you're listening from Taco Bell and you want to sponsor the podcast,
always
just open. Let us know. And speaking of girlfriends, Eric, I just want everyone to know.
Oh, come on. Every episode, huh?
Just hear me out here. Today is National Girlfriends Day. So I think, Quentin, when you get home,
okay,
this would be good for you to acknowledge.
Okay.
And Eric, just remember, August 1st, when you get a girlfriend, is going to be a big day for you. It's going to be a good day to have a lot of Frito-Lay potato chips.
Yeah, I know.
Chips.
You're thinking in your head, wait, it's today August is August 1st.
Anyway,
why
so
it's going to be a good day when Eric does get that. He's not like, I don't think he's going to tell anybody.
No.
He's not going to tell. He's going to go.
It could have already happened.
He could have a girlfriend in his basement shackled up right now.
Right now.
Whoa.
And we wouldn't even
know
about it.
Calm down. I was just doing a podcast.
I'll let you out when I get home. I said there's food and water by the door.
Naruto's playing on the TV.
Anyway, so Quinn, happy Girlfriend's Day.
Happy Girlfriend's Day. Well, I guess you're a husband.
And Eric, someday for you, I'll be saying the same thing to you. And as a reminder, if you want to be Eric's girlfriend, just hit us up on Talkie Talk. Hit us up on Twitter at Talkie Talk Guys. It's still first come, first serve.
Hit the break button. Let's take the break.
All right, we'll be back right after the break.
Okay, so I got a word of the day for you guys, and you guys got to try to guess what this word means.
Okay. This is a real word you found in a real dictionary.
This is a real word. Well, I found it on a digital dictionary, a Webster's dictionary, but you know.
Okay.
Still. Real.
Yeah, they don't make them like dictionary. They used to. They used to print them out.
In a book.
And if you needed a tall book to like use as like to put something underneath or like step on it to get something off the shelf.
Or it's in a car. You need to sit on it to be higher or something. Yep. You know?
Anyways,
short. Anyway.
You got a word is fartlek.
Excuse me?
Fartlek.
Fartlek.
Could you spell that for us, please?
F-A-R-T-L-E-K.
Fartlek.
Fartlek. Could you... Okay, you can't use it in a sentence probably because that would give away the meaning.
Fartlek.
Fartlek. Hmm. Any
it's
guesses?
It's a device. Some kind of device.
Oh, okay. Are you going, is it a digital device or
I
like some sort of tool?
Like a tool device or something.
Okay. Mm. And what do you do with a fartlek?
I think you tighten or screw something.
Okay.
Screw something with the fartlek. Okay.
I'm going to say it's
accurate sound.
I'm going to say it's one of two things. I like the direction you're going. And if it is a tool, I think it's a tool that holds your butt cheeks apart.
That sounds legit, though.
To facilitate the fart easier.
A fartlek.
It's a fartlek.
It lets you fart
better.
Or I think the other option, which I'm gonna go with, is maybe more realistic, is just like a moron or an idiot would be a fartlek.
Okay, I like that one.
How close are we, Eric?
So neither one of you are really close.
Dang it! This is a word I'm gonna start using. I don't care what it means.
This is an activity that runners do when they change between sprinting and jogging. Fartlek.
Mm. Really?
So people go out and they fartlek.
Oh, I don't want to. Okay.
Right. I think you know, like our definitions better.
They sprint for a while, you know, get that exercise in, and then they fartlek, and then they go into their jogging.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do a quick commercial for what I think the fartlek should be. Ladies, have you ever been in a business meeting and had to let one bounce?
But you didn't want the noise to interrupt the meeting?
Introducing the Fartlek 3000.
Let those farts go.
The Fartlek 3000 is mechanically designed to spread the butt cheeks in case of an emergency fart, thus eliminating the vibrational noise.
You know, that
get yours today at Walmart, Walgreens, and everywhere where drugs are sold.
Fartlek is not responsible for any getting fired or any other personal experiences that you may lose during the process.
You know, that wasn't planned, but Quentin jumped in there like it absolutely like this. That was amazing.
This
that
is
was,
not your first fartlek commercial.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. The fact that you guys perfectly rolled like that.
The Fartlek 3000.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. I like our definition way better.
Way better. If you're listening to this podcast, please go on to Urban Dictionary and write a new definition for fartlek.
You can do that too,
can't you? You could. Or there probably isn't one yet for the Fartlek 3000. Why? You know what? Why don't we just actually make the Fartlek 3000?
We could, and it will be a thing.
That's a moneymaker right there.
Who would buy it, though?
Someone that has bad gas, and they're embarrassed by the...
You just smell it, though.
Everything
fart,
would
making
be
every fart a silent but deadly.
But nobody could pin it on you. The sound came from nowhere.
Right. Yeah, you would just feel like your hair kind of blow a little bit.
So disgusting.
You'd feel a warm breeze across your face. A warm, stale breeze.
Oh, it would just make you angry.
Lord.
Somebody in this room bought a fartlek.
Who's got the fartlek?
I feel like they'd be banned in offices at that point or something.
It's a note on the door.
HR policy. They have to write new policies.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's really perfected, though. The fartlek 2000 was still a little noisy.
But they had to perfect it and make a 3000.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Eric.
That's a good
word.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fartlek.
Okay. I'll go in with the great debate. Now, great debate is we actually changed it up because Pete had a better way of doing it, and we're gonna have you guys debate of what you think you're gonna debate your argument. And,
two sides of the same coin.
Yes. And the debate is every child after 13 has to enlist in the Army for at least a year or one tour.
Okay.
So you're going to debate why that should, and you're going to debate, well, you can switch. I don't know who wants to debate the what.
You should just assign it because otherwise it's going to get awkward.
It's going to get awkward.
Well, you'll take, Eric, you'll take that they have to go to the Army.
Okay.
And you'll take that they shouldn't go to the
Army. Okay, easy.
Okay.
Would you like to go first, my competitor?
No, I think I'm going to wait and go second. I'm going to bury you in this debate.
I believe it.
I'm going to bury you in this debate.
Okay, so...
You thought you sounded like a monster earlier with the dead guy you came across? Oh, my gosh. Just wait.
You're going to be despicable.
And remember, Quentin did this to you, not me. I'm just playing a part.
Quentin's the bully today. Children, at the age of 13?
Yeah, at the age when they hit 13, they have to enlist in the Army, no matter what.
Well, with soldiers only decreasing these days,
okay,
more people want to move out of this country because people believe that America's not a good country, but they're wrong. Okay. And to make kids learn about this country, mm-hmm. They have to enlist in the army.
Okay.
Right. If we needed extra soldiers, who's gonna protect people? It's
nobody.
It's nobody.
Okay.
So we need anybody we can get nowadays. And we need to make sure they're well and trained for when we need them.
Okay.
And start them at a young age. Once they're 18, they can go out to there. But we're going to train them first.
I like it. I like
make sure they're professionals.
Do you oppose that idea?
Yeah, I'd like to address what my opponent Eric, is it Hitler? has to say about children enlisting in the army at the age of 13. There's another country they do that in. It's called Uganda, where they turn children into soldiers and they're missing arms and legs. It's real fun stuff. I can show you some photos online if you'd like, you monster. Let me ask you another question, Eric Hitler. Do you yourself have children?
No.
And it shows. Because I think if you did, you'd have a little bit more compassion for the sanctity of a child's life. There are most precious commodities in this world. Without children, I believe Whitney said it best, I believe our children are the future. Teach them well, which doesn't mean throw them into the army. And let them lead the way.
Do you have anything to oppose any of that here?
Well, you can't have children if there is no country to have them in.
Mm.
And we need soldiers.
You're power hungry. There's no country in the world that can compete with the United States Army with or without the presence of children soldiers. And let's face it, we're not ever going to war again with boots on the ground. It's all drone strikes and digital warfare from here on out. So this is an unnecessary slaughtering of children that you're in charge of.
Do you have anything?
I don't.
I'd like to declare myself the winner at this point. And I'd also like to place this man under citizen's arrest.
Endangerment of children.
I actually apologize for that.
I was put in such a bad position.
I should have gave it the other way around.
No, I think that was fun. That was fun.
I really try with the great debates nowadays. Like,
you do it. I'm glad.
Because like I don't actually think that, of course.
Right. No, I know.
You went all in.
I do try, though. I've been trying more recently on the debates.
Oh, man. I have tears in my eyes for
anybody. That was funny. For anybody he wasn't joking about the... You thought you felt like a monster before? Well, get ready. Oh, boy.
As soon as he hurt, you're going to be opposed to it, all right?
My wheel started turning. So
I love it.
Quinn's not the only one that got buried under a tree in this podcast. Eric did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did, too.
All right, so, fellas, this is a very exciting episode of Talkie Talk because I'm introducing not one, but two new segments today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So the first one is one I like to call post-game interview.
Okay.
And we're going to pick on Quentin this week just to give Eric a little chance to see how it works.
All right.
And the idea is that you've just come off the field of doing some thing that I, the sideline reporter, have observed.
Okay.
You don't know what that is
okay.
until you get to the sideline and I begin interviewing you and asking you questions about it.
Okay.
And you just have to do the best you can to throw yourself into the moment and answer the question to the best of your ability.
What's this segment called again?
Post-game interview.
Okay, got you.
All right. So you know, like in sports, someone hits a game-winning home run, they come off, they're the hero, and they immediately have to be interviewed. They got a camera in their face.
Okay. I'm going to try my best.
All right.
This is entertaining.
So, coming to you live from the scene, I'm Pete May, host of the post-game show. I'm on the sideline here with Quentin Allen.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Quentin, impressive performance out there today.
Yeah, you're welcome. I usually try to get out there, and I try to work my hardest, and I try to keep things going. I my family is what I think about the most when I'm out there doing my thing, you know.
Well, and it shows. Now, when you got done clubbing those first five baby seals to death, I think we were all in awe, but when you dug deep and found the energy to club another 10 baby seals to death, that was just impressive.
Yeah, basically when people ought to have all these morals when it comes to this, but when you hit them in the head, you just got to listen at the crack. The crack is what really gets you, and it keeps you motivated to go on for another one, because people forget that these things are vicious animals sometimes, and they can't be.
It's amazing. I mean, you kept going. Where does your stamina come from?
Let me tell you, it's buried down in there. But you know, when I came in there, I'm thinking these baby seals, do I want to hit them? But
It jumped out of me, man. It really came out.
Well, again, impressive performance. There's a lot of blood. I mean, a lot of blood. How would you describe what it feels like when you're in the middle of a killing spree like that? From the sidelines, it really appeared like you were in the zone.
Yeah, most people think that this is a weird sport, that they would have clubbing baby seals as a sport. But, you know, the blood, it really puts you in the moment, really. It as you can see, my white suit is completely red now. And I think that's something I can take home as a trophy, really. That's what I try to get the most blood as possible, really.
But yeah, I heard that red suit now is going into the baby clubs. The Baby SEAL Clubbing Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and that's what I was hoping I would get. I'm hoping to bring more people into this league and show them what I can do.
That's great. As you can see, a lot of kids here in attendance today. What's your message to any of the kids out there who might be watching from the sidelines or watching from home?
Yeah, I did. I saw a lot of kids out there crying, and they wanted to leave, and they were crying at their parents. Just keep going. Life hits you this way. It hits you hard, but you got to do it just like I did these SEALs. Keep pushing your way through, no matter how much of them try to stop you.
Incredible. Well, you're absolutely covered in blood, Quentin, so we'll let you get back to the locker room to be with your teammates. Ladies and gentlemen, Baby SEAL Clubber, future Hall of Famer, Quentin Allen.
All right, nice talking to you.
All right, thanks.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny stuff right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a horrible sport. Honestly, we wouldn't watch that.
Last episode, we had the most annoying episode of Talkie Talk. I think that was put in the description of the episode.
You don't like ABCs?
Well, I'm saying it was put in the description of that episode.
Oh, yeah.
And this time, I think we are going for the darkest here.
It might be the darkest.
Especially with my next topic, which is only adding...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, role play is when I tell you guys a scenario of which you both have to act out. Okay. And you guys have never heard what I'm about to say. And boy, did it just add on to the gore today.
Oh, man.
All right. It's not a joke, by the way. It really is.
I believe you.
Okay, Quentin, you are a regular at a pie shop. But you start having a sneaking suspicion that the pies have a secret ingredient, human blood.
Okay, all right.
Wait, what is his role at the pie shop?
He is the customer who is a regular there, and he starts having a suspicion that the pies are made of human blood.
Okay.
Yes. Heat, you are the person who bakes the pies.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Let's see what we can do right here.
Welcome to Hannibal's Pie Shop.
It's nice seeing you again. I love your pies. I love what you do. Can I get the raspberry daddle special?
Well, of course you can. There's a very... Oh, no, here we go with the accents again.
I was going to do one, but I don't know if I want to keep it up.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, you can definitely get a raspberry pie. Now, this one's made... really special, and I can't get into a lot of the specifics, but it's got, you've ever had mincemeat pie?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is like kind of a version of that.
Okay,
yeah, it's minced flesh pie.
Flesh?
Yeah, and it's got a little bit of human blood in it. Now,
wait.
Before you judge, you've had blood sausage before, maybe?
Yeah, of course.
It's a well-known kind of British...
Can I get a sample of it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, Let me pull out this IV bag here. Do you should we just do a drip right into your mouth from the bag, or
you can just put it on the plate?
Okay. All right. Let me just
put it on there.
Drip, 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 drip. Okay. Here you go. Here's a syringe.
It tastes kind of metally.
Yeah, it's got kind of an iron flavor to it.
I don't know if I'm a big fan of this one.
Let's put it this way. It's an acquired taste.
Okay. What about that one over there? The strawberry delight over there. I don't know. These are all red for some reason.
I call that the Claire.
The Claire. The Claire.
The Claire.
Okay. Yeah. I noticed that I've been coming here a lot, and I'm just now putting it together that Are these all contain human blood?
Well, this was really, I'm really proud of this one. This is really interesting because it actually, instead of a pie crust stretched over the top of it, it's a human face. It's just the skin, just really tightly.
I thought those were nostrils.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I go to great lengths to remove all the nose hair and all that. So you don't get any kind of filler.
You're so kind.
Or anything like that. It's just all pure, you know, flavor.
I feel like you may be a psycho.
Well, you know, I think, again, psychopathy is in the eye of the beholder. I'm, or the psychiatrist, as it were. But
is this, I'm getting a taste of, is this bone?
It's ground bone. So okay. The crust is fortified with starch, MSG, and ground up human bone.
I'm kind of curious that I've been eating flesh pies this whole time.
And you keep eating them. So it tells me that there's something here that to work with.
Yeah, you're right. I'm the only one here.
Can I interest you in sampling another pie over here?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What do you have right there?
This is a ladyfinger pie.
Ladyfinger pie. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not, I mean, obviously that's not what it is. It's just the name.
It's literally got women's fingers in here. 29 of them.
Yeah, let's get it. I mean, I've come this far, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taste this. Up.
What do you think? I'll tell you, the fingers have been slow cooked for...
Tender. Very,
very tender. Not what you would expect.
No, they come right off
Off the bone.
Off the bone.
Yep.
There.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, no, I actually approve of this.
Good, good, good. Well, there's one last pie that I'd really like you to try.
Okay.
It's called the Quentin.
The what?
You might have noticed that the door locked behind you on your way in here today.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it did. It did. It's just a fun little thing we do here with our customers.
That's why I'm the only
In
one
honor of you, our 100th customer, I'm going to turn you into a pie for our next customer to enjoy.
I cannot decline?
No, you cannot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why am I laughing right now?
So, you know, you may start to feel a little drowsy. There was something in the ladyfinger pie that I might have slipped in there.
I am feeling a little loosey right now.
I've got
now.
A good friend named Bill Cosby who... is a partner of mine in the restaurant.
He's a partner.
Yes. He is. And so we slipped you something.
Okay. Yeah, well, this kind of sucks. Yeah. I mean, this kind of sucks and I'm going to die.
It really does. And by the way, if there's a PIN number on your ATM card, if you could just write that down for us, that's going to help business a little bit.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not going to do that. But it was nice meeting you. I mean, you made some great pies over the years.
Well, I'm glad you could be a part of our lineage and our legacy. I think the next customer is going to... I have some really cool things in mind for your pie.
You are a villain.
Thank you.
All right.
And, and you should... I'm just going to count you down. You should start to feel really drowsy right
I'm
about now.
I'm going to sleep.
So just in 5, 4, 3... Come on out, Bill. 2, 1... Okay, yep.
You too.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Man, that just took our podcast in a really dark direction.
It did. Eric, so, this is your fault.
This is my fault. I also, the fact that you brought up mincemeat pie, I should probably tell you this. Mincemeat pies are actually made of just fruit.
What?
It's just a mixture of a bunch of fruits, yeah. Apples, apple cider, candied cherries, brown sugar, apricots. Like,
have you guys had a mincemeat pie before?
I have not had them.
I have.
Do they taste good?
It's not good.
That's what I heard.
My grandma, who's dead now, so don't make fun of her, Eric.
I'm not making fun of anybody.
She loved mincemeat pies. So one year for her birthday, I think it was, my aunt, who makes famously delicious pies, made her a mincemeat pie. Mm-hmm. The one pie my aunt's made that I just absolutely find disgusting. Because it has like raisins and...
It's got raisins, ginger, dried cherries. It's got a lot of stuff in it. It doesn't sound good, honestly. It sounds like a
Which one do you think is worse, mincemeat pie or a fruit pie? A fruit cake?
Oh, I like fruit cake. So
I've never had fruit cake, but I always hear that people don't like fruit cake.
It depends, but if you get a good fruit cake, it's pretty tasty.
What's fruit cake made with?
It's like jellied fruit, right?
It's hardened jellied fruit, and then
and the bread is usually really dense.
But it's also really like moist bread usually.
Could you say moist again, just for in case there's anyone out there who loves the word
moist?
Moist.
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 Moist. Yes. Well, you wouldn't want cakes dry, so. They should be moist.
What kind of bread? Is it like a cinnamon bread?
It's a moist.
Moist
cinnamon.
Yeah, I'd say like a cinnamon or a nutmeg or something like that.
I haven't tasted either one of them, I don't think.
You could definitely pass on the mincemeat pie. Like, just trust me, it's not good. It's kind of like the one time I tried blood sausage.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it surely cannot taste as wretched as it sounds. It tasted worse than it sounds. It tastes like blood.
I've never tasted red, what was it called?
Blood sausage either.
Yeah, it's a British thing.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
It's made with pork's blood.
Yeah, and it tastes like blood. I mean, it tastes like the metally.
Well, they're black sausages, right?
Yeah,
they're almost.
It's coagulated blood in the sausage.
I think we talked about this because I remember gagging like this the last time we talked. Why would anybody?
Europe doesn't have good food, so they also did the mincemeat pie. They're the first people to do that.
I just feel
they have bad food.
I want to experience Europe the right way because in my mind, Europe is not a place that. I'm sure Europe is a very nice place, but what I like, the foods and stuff, I don't really hear of a lot of nice foods and cultures that I like that would kind of depend on where you go. Yeah, you said where you go.
If you went to France, like you would, or Italy, you'd be eating France. So good. Yeah. Probably Spain too.
Oh, yeah, no.
But if you went to Lithuania, like you might be eating, I don't know, like pickled pheasant or something.
Yeah, honestly.
Got the food coming out. It's pickled pheasant.
And that's it. No side dishes or no main course.
The side dishes are the pickled eyeballs from the pheasant.
Yeah.
Oh.
We just went from episode 40, which was easily the most annoying, to the most disturbing podcast ever.
Yeah, this is getting kind of dark with it.
This is our Halloween special or something. Oh my gosh.
We're almost an hour in. If you've hung with us this long, God bless you.
Yeah, we've been talking about death a lot here.
There's a special place in heaven for you if you've hung in this long.
In heaven?
Yeah. Maybe in the insane asylum. There's a special room just for you in the insane asylum.
Should I go into a next segment?
Yeah, I think so.
I got Would You Rather.
Okay.
Okay.
And I got Would You Rather Explore the Ocean or Explore Space?
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like we've had this one before.
I feel like it, too.
I don't think we have.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, okay.
But I got another one.
I'm not going to argue on the podcast.
I mean, I'm just saying I don't feel like it. I understand.
Well, I got another one just in case.
All right.
Because I wasn't sure.
Well, let's answer this one quick. Because if we don't really remember, then chances are our audience probably doesn't really remember.
Okay. So what would you pick? Start with you, Eric.
Honestly, I'd like to explore space because oceans are scary.
Well, this is assuming we have the technology to explore all of space or all of the ocean.
Absolutely space.
Okay.
100%. I mean, if you could account for the time-space continuum because it would take you like your whole life to reach a planet using the spaceship technology we have.
Right.
So if you could just sort of wormhole somewhere, then I would easily choose that. Because
it's unlimited of... I've always been like... I'm more fan of space, but I feel like we don't know a lot about our ocean.
Oh, there's for sure.
So much of this of our planet.
Do you know what a vampire octopus is?
No, I don't.
It's an octopus that has its bones on the outside of its body.
Oh.
And it literally drinks blood.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the ocean. It's scary.
Yeah, I mean, this is assuming we got the technology where we can't be like hurt or anything.
Right. You have like a force field around you.
Yeah, something like that where we can't be harmed.
Or like a Staples easy button, like you pop that button and you just you're out of the situation.
Because space has some dangers too to it. You know, they got asteroid showers.
No oxygen.
No
the intimate death that is the void of space.
Yeah,
absolute zero temperatures.
Yeah. So, I mean, they both got dangers.
Yeah, but we already have the technology to be able to go into space. We don't have the technology to go to our oceans.
That's what I'm saying. So, you could find Atlantis. What if they got another civilization down there, you know?
Okay, so did you guys hear in the news maybe a month ago or so where the U.S. military dropped a bomb off the coast of Florida? Mm. And it wasn't just any bomb. Like, it was a massive bomb. Like, it looked like an atomic bomb that went off. Just absolutely massive. Look it up. We'll
in the ocean?
Yeah, we'll play it for you guys here in a second so you can see it. But it looks like an atomic bomb going off. And
wow.
People are speculating, the military said it was running tests.
Yeah.
But other people are speculating that they found something in the ocean that was just so terrifying that they were trying to kill it. And now they're having all of these fish wash up on the shore in Florida because this bomb was so massive, it had to kill all of the sea life within a certain...
Oh, I think I read about that. It killed like a billion sea animals or something. Was that it?
I don't really know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Can you imagine like all the sperm whales it would have killed, and then you have all the sperm like washing up on shore, like kids are coming across it.
That's a lot of sperm whales. There's a lot of sperm whales in the ocean. So
there are.
I think they might be the. Are those the loudest animals on the planet?
Did you say the loudest?
The loudest, yes.
Maybe they're biggest.
Yes, it is. I read about this. Yeah. They one scream from a sperm whale, it'll actually can damage your organs because of how loud it is.
Jeez. They're the biggest.
It'll rearrange them, and you can literally almost explode from the sound.
So even like a friendly sperm whale comes up to you, it's like, hey,
you're dead. You're like, you die.
He's like, why does everyone keep dying?
Your ears explode. Your ears explode from it, though.
Did anybody hear of the guy that got swallowed by a whale just recently?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was fishing, and he fell over the boat, and he was in the whale for like maybe, I don't know, like 10 minutes or something.
Oh my goodness!
And the whale didn't. I don't know. I can't remember the story.
Whales don't even eat people.
Yeah, he didn't.
Not
he
on purpose.
He wasn't trying to eat them. He just was. He's that small to him. He's nothing. So.
Like, have you ever gone to eat food and you get like a fly in your mouth or a gnat or something?
I throw up instantly.
Yeah, I've got a gnat. I got a mosquito one time and I can tell that the mosquito had just fed. And I'm just like, ugh, like whose blood is in my mouth right now?
I'm visually going to throw up right now.
It was disgusting. I never shared that with anybody until now.
I like it. I'm glad you feel safe. This is a safe place, Quentin.
And a public
it's kind of both.
Like, I want you to know, I'm not judging you. I think Eric is a little bit, but I'm not judging you for that story.
Boy, he almost threw up in his mouth. Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, it was not going to be in my mouth. That was going to be on the floor, okay? Like, I was actually going to throw up thinking about that. No, nope. Yeah. Can't think about
Especially
it.
Especially when it's at a party.
Oh, man.
One of you all's blood is in my mouth right now.
It's kind of like the murder mystery. Like, now we have to go around and figure out who it is. Who was bit by a mosquito tonight? Line up over here.
Mysteries.
And then the only way to know for sure would be to taste each of their blood until you got a match.
That's disgusting, too.
Gross.
I ate a lot of blood that night.
Looking back on it, I guess I really didn't need to know whose blood I was eating, but
it really didn't matter at all.
Didn't matter.
All right, do you want to drop your other would you rather? Or
I could drop it. We had time, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're the one with ribs on, so.
I love ribs. Would you rather have noisy neighbors or nosy neighbors?
Oh, man.
I think I know my answer for this.
I think I know mine, too.
Okay.
Go ahead, Eric.
I would rather have
ladies first.
Okay, thank you, Pete. I'd rather have nosy neighbors.
Nosy?
Yeah, because I don't do anything interesting. So they're
He's
just going to
be nosy for no reason.
They're going to be like, did you see him? He was in his living room watching TV.
Yeah, but you have no privacy, though.
I grew up in a house with like 4 other people. I never had privacy.
This is the guy that when he walks in my house, I'm not sure if he's going to have clothes on or not.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Well, mm-hmm. I would go with the same answer, but for a different reason. Like, I like peace and quiet, so for me, just to be sane, I got to have that. Yeah. But also, like, it could be a lot of fun to feed your neighbor misinformation.
Like, yeah. You just murdered somebody?
Right. Like,
that would be hilarious. You're out,
like, you're outside with, like, ketchup on your hands, and you're like, hey, do you know a good cleaner? Like, they could get, like, a lot of blood out of the carpet?
Yeah.
No? Okay, cool. Like, this is just between us, though, right?
And then just walk away.
Back in the house. Or, like, go out there and be like, hey, if you see, like, some lady coming over, like, it's definitely, like, I'm definitely not stepping out on my wife. It's not, yeah. Not anything like that at all. Just kind of keep that on the low key, you know? Like,
you would have them keep coming
giant
back.
Body bag out your house at night.
You'll be the most interesting neighbor they ever met.
Yeah, they think they move in next door to Dexter.
They might call the cops on you.
They would definitely call it. I would definitely be on neighborhood watch. We got some ladies in the neighborhood. Beverly and Joyce, if you're listening, I'm talking about you, who do drive around the neighborhood.
Are they Neighborhood Watch?
And they, I mean, I think they think of themselves as Neighborhood Watch because they live, in one section and we live in a loop and they just drive around the loop sometimes just like peeping out the neighborhood.
Are they like older women?
They're older, yeah.
They don't have nothing.
And they're retired, so you kind of expect it. But hopefully they're just looking out for us. But I think a little bit of that is just
creepy.
Yeah.
Wanting to know what everybody else is doing.
Right, right.
But they're nice ladies. If they're listening, they're lovely ladies. One a little more lovely than the other, and I'm not going to say who it is.
Heaven and mystery. They're going to be fighting with each other.
Right. It's me. He's talking about me. Watch in the news, like one of them kills the other one.
We're going to be talking about it.
And it would have been my fault.
Yeah.
This episode, we can't help it. It just keeps taking a dark turn.
We're always talking about it.
But how does this keep like happening?
The dying in space and dying in oceans and sperm
it
whales.
It literally started from the soon as we started recording.
The second we started, like.
Well, you guys know the saying, it's always darkest before the dawn, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you're listening to this podcast, Logan, and you've made it all the way through to this point, you're about to get rewarded with a new segment called Duet.
Okay.
Well, I'm scared.
I give you guys the name of a song and the lyrics to a well-known song.
Okay.
And you duet that song
as
a way of closing us out.
Okay.
So we'll like sing it. The song. We'll close out the podcast.
I like it.
Are you ready for this one?
Let's get it.
So
let's get
it. The song that you're going to be singing today, and we're going to take a quick break just so I can send you guys the lyrics on your phone.
Okay.
Is going to be a little ditty by Bon Jovi. Called Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
Living on a Prayer. I love that.
And so you guys, when we come back from the break, you're going to sing it. That'll take us to the end of the show. And then we'll wish everyone a good day.
Okay. Okay.
So we'll see you guys in just a moment. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Tommy used to work on a dime.
Wait.
No, you don't understand.
Quinn's always stepping on our time to shine here.
It's whoa,
first. Okay.
We got the whoa's first. All right.
Okay.
We'll take it from the top. A one, a two, a one, two, three. A whoa.
Tommy used to work on the docks. Union's been on strike. He's down on his luck.
It's tough.
So tough. Gina works in diner all day. Working for a man. She brings home her pay for love. For love. She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We've got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Whoa, halfway there. Whoa, we're living on a prayer. Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear. Whoa, living on a prayer.
Whoa!
I like it.
That was
like
beautiful.
It.
Everybody, let's give him a round of applause.
Yes, okay.
Home run, you guys. John Bon Jovi, if you're listening, he's dead now. But well, I mean, your song just killed him.
We have
way to darken it.
We have to get a little bit of darkness before we
that was seriously a job well done. You guys put your all into it.
Thank you. Very well done.
Well, that's a good note to end on, I think.
I'm Eric.
I'm Quentin.
I'm Pete.
And you've been listening to
Talkie Talk.